This is John Jolliffe, and let's speak with Pam, shall we? Hi, Pam.
Hi. I steal when I go into stores.
Shoplift?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I don't tell myself that I do that. It started somewhere when I was waiting on hold there. I was thinking, when did this start? And it started somewhere in an unhappy marriage, a controlling mother, controlling husband. And I don't know how I had money, but I started taking things. I didn't need them because I stockpiled pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of things, and it wasn't anything I needed. I just wanted it. And I want to deal with that. I want to face that.
And have you ever told anybody about this?
No.
This is the first time.
Yeah, because I haven't even told myself that. Because I'm like a good person. I'm a good moral person, but I've done some immoral things, which I knew was immoral, but somehow this shoplifting didn't seem to be immoral.
Well, good for you.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So it feels like it's something you want, but when you take it in the shopping center, let's say you're in the cosmetic section,
yeah,
and you see something that you think you want,
uh-huh,
and you take it,
uh-huh,
do you oftentimes leave it in another department of the store? Or do you actually take it with you?
I hide things, so because I don't want to take them.
Yes.
And so I'll hide them.
Hide them where?
In the store.
So you take it from one department and hide it in another?
Yeah.
Aha. So you don't actually walk out of the store with the items,
yes,
that you've stolen.
Yes, I do.
You do that as well.
I do that also.
And when you walk out of the store with something you've stolen, do you oftentimes put it in the trash or put it in the garage and never use them?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I
want to talk to you about that, and I want to connect this to something that may be sexual. Isn't that an interesting curve, huh?
Wow.
Sexual.
Well, that would be interesting. I have a problem with intimacy, so that might be very interesting, John. Hurry up.
Will you stay with me for 2 minutes?
I'm not going anywhere.
I'll meet you on the other side.
Okay.
Okay, stay with me. My name's John Jolliffe. We'll be back in just a minute with this issue of life. This is John Jolliffe. We're talking with Pam, and the question that Pam was asking about is telling herself the truth. She's having a hard time living with herself because she's never really owned up to the fact that she shoplifts, that she actually steals. And she steals in interesting ways. Pam, are you still there?
Yes.
The interesting thing that you said to me was that you believed that taking an item out of one department and hiding it in another was in fact stealing. I mean, I think you're right, because I think the intention was to take. All right, to take, to deprive others of, to,
yeah,
to keep this hidden where only you know where it is.
That's right.
Okay.
Keep it for me.
All right. And the other thing you did was to put things on layaway.
Yes, and never pick them up.
And never pick them up.
Yeah.
Once again, with rather mixed motives, you see.
Right.
Not the most wholesome of motives. In a sense, that's hard for you to live with as well, and I think that's the way it should be. I mean, I think that we should have some conflict about that.
Yeah, I don't want to put things on layaway this year.
Okay, good for you. And the other thing is that sometimes you actually do take things out of the store and lay them away at home, meaning that you hide them in the garage, you leave them someplace where you never use them.
Uh-huh.
And only on rare occasions, I think you told me, that do you actually take things from the store and actually use them.
Yeah.
And the reason I connected this to something emotional or sexual,
uh-huh,
is that there's a very interesting, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, but there's something that's very akin to the sexual cycle, the arousal cycle, when it comes to shoplifting. Typically, with shoplifting, people, when people steal from stores, like the way you're doing it,
mm-hmm,
that rarely is the item the thing that they really need or want,
mm-hmm,
but it's what it represents. When they see something that they desire,
mm-hmm,
there's a certain kind of arousal,
uh-huh, Oh, I see. They see something.
There's a certain kind of tension that begins.
Oh, okay.
And the more you see it,
yes,
the more you want it.
And I'll carry it.
And all of a sudden, it starts arousing you. Mm-hmm. And like the arousal platform when it comes to sexual gratification,
mm-hmm.
there is that increasing tension and arousal mm-hmm. until one possesses that thing. And oftentimes when it comes to shoplifting,
mm-hmm.
what happens is that you take it.
Mm-hmm.
You take that item,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like the orgasm, the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have it.
Mm-hmm.
But now you don't need it. You can throw it in the trash can. You can put it in another department of the store.
Right.
You can take it home and throw it away, but you don't need it. The whole thing was about this kind of arousal platform.
Oh. Wow.
And what it does is it, in some way, it accomplishes arousal in your life, an intimacy, if you will,
mm-hmm.
that is safe from the pain of rejection
right.
and disapproval
right.
and abandonment and all those kinds of things, because you're really in control of it.
I see.
It's really safe sex in one sense, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of a
mm-hmm.
distorted way, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you, I said, do you have any trouble with sex, emotions, things like that? You said you have trouble with intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
You told me off the air that you were married for 25 years. You've been divorced for 8.
Right.
You don't date at all.
No.
You have trouble with intimacy.
Right.
And yet, don't you desire intimacy?
Well, I don't trust anybody, so...
So you're afraid?
Yeah.
And do you experience arousal at all?
No, I flirt.
You flirt?
Uh-huh.
You said that you were...
I'm attractive, so flirting is fun for me because I get a good reaction.
Safe sex?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You said that you committed adultery with the minister of your church during your marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't about love or sex.
No. What was it about?
This man... He approved of me. He acknowledged me. He recognized my talents. He was attentive.
And isn't that the larger truth, is that you have a tremendous hunger for that?
Mm-hmm.
And were you not getting it in your relationship with your husband?
No, because the fact was that he was so much like my mother, very controlling and wouldn't allow my feelings. And since I'm... an extrovert, he tried to put me down. And this other man said, you're wonderful, you're great, go for it, you know. And so, you know, I bought into the lie, you know. I didn't tell myself the truth about that.
What lie?
Well, that this man was wonderful. I felt wonderful with him. And that was just...
Well, there's a sense in which that's true. It's not the lie. You did feel wonderful. It feels wonderful to be free, to be
mm-hmm.
validated, to be acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was that it was an illegitimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the relationship you have with these items in the store. It's an illegitimate relationship. You have not purchased these. These
right.
You do not possess. These are not yours.
Mm-hmm.
And that man was not yours.
Right.
Those are illegitimate relationships.
Oh.
But the fact is that whether it's perfume, that perfume smells good, whether it's that relationship with your minister, it feels good. Those are true things.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that they're also illegitimate. What you needed was you needed the legitimate relationship, but you also deserved what you desired, and that it was validation, acknowledgement, and someone to love you.
Right.
You don't have trouble with intimacy. You have trouble trusting. Trusting yourself to know who these people are.
And I can't trust myself in the store. I can't...
Well, I think the store issue will take care of itself when you start dealing with people.
Oh.
You have to deal with people rather than items.
Mm-hmm.
The problem you're having at the store is merely the symbolic struggle that you're having, really, with people. Deal with the people. Deal with the problem of trusting yourself to interview. And I think the other issues will take care of itself.
That makes so much sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And if we can make some good referrals, you stay on the line, we'll give you some good referrals.
Thank you so much.
Call me back.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.